Their plans are being rolled out right now as we speak, no question. It's a long process, I think, we're going to encounter now that will run way into the end of January. I think this is going to be very... I hope I am 100% wrong. Maybe people will just vote and then go to sleep and just give it up and accept what happens. I don't know. I don't think so. I think many Americans who are pro-Trump actually have a deeper sense, maybe they're not even aware of it, that this is all on the chopping block now. It's not a joke anymore. And will they turn loose cells of terrorists? I don't know. I think that could happen. They're going to play the anarchy card big, that's my guess, and try to blame the other side for exactly what they're doing, which is what they're doing now. Everything's being turned inside out and upside down. I just got a video here. Oh, and I forgot to play last hour. I promised I was going to do that. I'll play that too. But let's welcome Mitchell Henderson back first before I play these two little videos. Hi, Mitch. Welcome back.
Hello. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about.
yes, indeed. Here's a 50-second clip of Fauci and Obama together yesterday talking about injecting children and how critically important it is to get the COVID death weapon into our little children's bodies. Check this out. This is Obama, the communist, running his mouth with Fauci standing right next to him.
Work of the Biden administration, Dr. Fauci, we already have millions of kids around the country who have gotten vaccinated, which means that if you're still thinking about it, you know, get informed, talk to somebody you trust, your family doctor, your pediatrician, a school nurse, get more information about it. They'll tell you it's safe, it's effective. This vaccine is tailored for kids, and then come on down and find a spot to get vaccinated. You can get it for free just by going to vaccine.gov. It'll tell you exactly where you can go to get vaccinated, and you know, make sure to do it, as you said, for your kids, your entire family, as well as for the community at large.
Evil bastards. This is horrible. When they turned on our children, that was the end.
From this disease. They don't get sick from this disease. Why do they need this vaccination for something that does not make them sick?
Well,
it is evil.
The way I read it, yes, the COVID synthetic bioweapon virus will make you ill. Not so bad the first time. The second time tends to be much worse for people. However, the vaccine has nothing to do, zero to do, with protecting you from getting infected with the synthetic bioweapon virus. Nothing. It has, in fact, guaranteed your infection. This is because it's destroying your immune system. It's destroying your anti-cancer sensors. Your anti-cancer body formatting is gone. It's all taken down. And I could go on for hours about this. You know the game. So anyway, you're basically right, Mitch. But both are bioweapons. Both have been ingeniously, satanically contrived to destroy human life. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, now I've got another video here, and I just got this. I think most all of you know who James O'Keefe is, right? The undercover journalist. He does a lot of undercover work. He's in Philadelphia, and as Mitch knows, and we're going to talk about, there are things going on right now and have been going on for a couple of weeks. Over 50 million Americans are already voted, so the fix is already in, and it's in play. The game is in play. This is 2 minutes. Let's find out what James O'Keefe is doing in Philadelphia. Remember how important Pennsylvania is, big swing state. Here we go. Let's see what he says.
O'Keefe here in North Philadelphia on Fifth Street. Right here is the Philadelphia City Commissioner's Office the day before Election Day. And across the street is an NGO called Saiba. That's Saiba, And they are telling people to vote. They are telling people that all you need is what's called a TIN number. That's I-TIN number. And you can vote if you're not a citizen of the United States. So we sent an undercover reporter to this NGO right across from the place where people are early voting. And she got confirmation that, yes, in fact, she can vote with nothing but an I-TIN number.
That's an I-T-I-N, I-10 number.
And then we went into the city commissioner's office to speak to the man who works there, working for the city government, confirming that you only need to be a resident of Philadelphia.
But when I say resident, that means the entire United States. But you're just worried about
Philadelphia.
Oh, you don't care about anything else. You just want them to have a resident of Philadelphia. After that, you confirm that, you register. Whether you have a Social Security number or not, you can vote.
Obviously, it's extremely loud here. Music is very loud. So we're going to go ahead and walk across the street and talk to these people.
Hello! Mira, están jodiendo tu mamá.
Are you Juliessa? Are you Juliessa?
Okay, we'll stop it there. You get the idea. He went undercover, went across the street, started asking some of the Latinos there how they were voting, what process they had to go through, and it was nothing more than getting an ITIN number. That was it. All right. So anyway, there's a lot going on here. This is going to be one hell of a freak show. And I just urge all of you to sit tight and stay back and think about what you're seeing happen. All right, my friend, go ahead. Mr. Henderson.
Okay, so what I want to talk about is who the globalists are going to pick for president tomorrow. That's what I want to talk about. So now,
very good.
So now, in my book, The Final Wars, How to Survive the Coming Civil War in America, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization, available at Amazon, I give you the information, like in Chapter 9, Strategic Intelligence, I give you the information so that you can decipher all this for yourself, so you can be your own strategic intelligence agency. And trust me, you'll be just as good as the one that their tax dollars pay for. Okay? They're not that okay. Good, all right? And you'll
gotcha.
Be as good as them. Okay, now this book is available on Amazon. Sometimes you can type in The Final Wars and it comes right up, and sometimes you got to type in Mitchell C. Henderson. Okay, so it changes. So let me get
I had a
it.
Note from okay. a listener in Australia who bought the book in Australia and loves it.
Uh-huh.
So
it's
getting around.
So it is the global elite who will decide who the next president of the United States will be. They will pick the person who best serves their interests. If Harris is chosen, she will be the Antichrist. If Trump is chosen, he will be the Antichrist. If the global elites decide that they want the U.S. and NATO to be the unipolar world government, they will pick Harris. If they decide that a multipolar world order would be more credible and provoke less resistance to their agenda, they will choose Donald Trump to be president tomorrow. Can Trump be the world leader in a multipolar world order? Sure he can. He can be the guy who makes it happen. You have to remember that the U.S. NATO unipolar world order must crush Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and 100 other nations to make them obey our cultural political dictates in order to have a world order. While the unipolar American order excludes the participation of other nations, the multipolar world order inherently includes the United States and Europe and gives them an equal voice in the world order. BRICS is not exclusive. It's NATO that is. The easy and inexpensive path to a new world order is the multipolar BRICS model. The difficult and expensive path to a new world order is the U.S.-NATO world conquest model. Yes, Putin has done the work to bring the BRICS model about, but Trump can actually make it happen. The real question is, does the world want a tranny, sodomite, feminist-led world order that Harris represents, or are they going to just respect everyone else's differences and get it done like the BRICS model? It is not me that says so. A leading voice of the global elites is Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock. On October 22nd, 2024, he stated what to him is obvious. He stated, and I'm quoting, "I am tired of hearing this is the biggest election of your lifetime. The reality is over time, it does not matter. Over time, it does not matter. I have been saying this for a while now. The difference between Trump and Harris is how long it will take for everything to fall apart. If Harris is chosen, World War III will happen within 6 months. What advantage does that have for the global elite? Well, look no further than World War II. The government had almost total control over your life. People were issued ration books with stamps in them. You needed a ration stamp plus the money to buy many commodities like milk, sugar, cooking oil, and even gasoline. Such a system would not work well today, but it would create the crisis needed to introduce the central bank digital currency and put a chip in your hand to totally control your life. They will pass laws to come and seize any commodities that you have stockpiled. You will be required to share equally with everyone else. They will take your stuff and ration it out to your neighbors. This was the genius of the rise of the homeowners and landowners associations. These are akin to the Cuban Committees for the Defense of the Revolution, establishing control at the lowest possible level in society. Remember how the feds, National Guard, and local sheriff's departments seized the supplies donated by other people and would not let it be distributed to those in need in North Carolina after Hurricane Helene?
Sure.
Food will be a weapon that the government will use to gain your compliance and obedience. You will own nothing, not even your home, because they will move other people in with you, and you will be happy. It will be your duty to take care of others. This is the communitarian world they want to enforce. The individual will have no rights and not even any meaning. If you do not take the financial chip in your hand, you will be a hated enemy of humanity, a selfish worm that is not fit to live. You should wake up, Americans. You already know how they feel about you. They have told you repeatedly. Obama called you clingers to your Bibles and your guns. Hillary Clinton called you deplorables. Biden said that white supremacy, or just white people, are a threat to democracy and freedom. Biden calls you garbage. They will not have a problem exterminating you if you resist or disobey. They already hate you and think you are the problem. They have told you so. You just will not take them seriously. Harris will push Russia into declaring war on us and will use the ensuing crisis to impose her baby-murdering, sodomite, rich feminist version of Marxism down our throats. She does not care about babies. She certainly does not care about you. She is a Bolshevik that will murder millions, if not billions, of human beings. How does the global elite feel about this? Well, they have openly told you that they think about 7.5 billion human beings need to die to save the Earth. They are not about to leave you alone. They want the planet for themselves, and they do not want you on it. They want to sacrifice our babies to the pagan god Moloch, and they want to sacrifice most of us to their made-up pagan god called climate change. They have been telling you this for decades, but no one believes them. You will not believe them until they come to take your stuff away and leave you to die at their mercy.
That's true.
Harris is the fastest way to the Great Reset. Harris has a downside, though. She does not have much credibility, and they know lots of people will resist and disobey. You can tell they know because the LA Times, USA Today, and the Washington Post have all refused to endorse Harris. They are afraid of losing all credibility. Voluntary compliance is the preferred method of ruling people because it is cheaper and less can go wrong. Voluntary compliance requires a decent level of credibility. Harris has no credibility in the world either. Internationally, she is disrespected as much of a joke as she is disrespected in the United States. Why would the global elite choose Trump? Exactly for the opposite reasons they would choose Harris. Things would go slower. He would have more credibility at home and internationally and would gain more voluntary compliance from the people and foreign nations. he will in the end impose the same things, but without as much resistance and opposition. The important thing that the global elites want to impose is central bank digital currency and the financial chip, getting us to accept that male-to-female trannies are actually women is not even of secondary importance. Trump could do it cheaper and more efficiently. More efficient because he will not single out the middle-class whites as a target, but will impose his will on everyone equally. The majority of whites will go along because they are not being singled out. They will see other measures taken, such as deporting illegal aliens and jailing bad people instead of the good people that the Democrats would target. This is cheaper and easier. This may seem like a surer method than the Harris option that they fear could spiral out of control. What crisis will Trump use to impose the central bank digital currency and the financial chip? Larry Fink is actually aware of this also. Jamie Dimon even says it will come in about 2 years. In October, Jamie Dimon reminded us publicly of what he called the $35 trillion storm. He pointed out that the deficits are, by their nature, inflationary. He thinks that we will be in a major financial crisis within 2 years, with deficit spending, inflation, and the rest of the world dumping the dollar, sending all those dollars home, the inflationary bubble will be from hell. The gross domestic product of the United States is $29.17 trillion in 2024. That is what the people made. How much did the government make? In 2024, the U.S. government collected $4.92 trillion in taxes. The government spent $6.25 trillion. And the government owes $36 trillion, paying $1 trillion for interest alone. One out of four tax dollars collected is spent on interest alone. Realistically, the only way to pay this back is by massive hyperinflation of the dollar. After the Treaty of Versailles ended World War I, Germany had an impossible war debt to pay. Hyperinflation ravaged the German economy. So they're paying this war debt off by simply inflating the mark. Okay, people would spend their daily pay right after getting off work because it would lose purchasing power within a single day. What you spent on two beers tonight would only buy one beer the next night. In June 1923, a U.S. dollar would buy you 1 million Deutschmarks. In November 1923, a U.S. dollar would buy you 4,210,500,000,000 Deutschmarks. Okay? 4 trillion. From 1 million to 4 trillion in like 4 months. Okay? So this is actually a world financial problem. The world debt in 2024 is $315 trillion, but the total world gross product is only a third of that at $105 trillion. Who is in better shape? You have to ask this question to understand who they're going to pick. Who is in better shape? BRICS or the G7 nations? The G7, US, UK, Canada, Italy, Germany, France, and Japan have a combined gross domestic product of $48.72 trillion and a combined debt of $60.4 trillion. They are $11.68 trillion in the hole. BRICS nations have a combined GDP, gross domestic product, of $28.76 trillion and a combined debt of only $19.12 trillion. They are $9.64 trillion ahead. If you were the global elites, would you choose the debtor nations that gamble with their money with reckless abandon, or would you go with those nations, the BRICS, that are financially sound? The GDP growth rate of the BRICS is strong. Brazil at 3%, Russia at 3.5%, India at 7%, China at 4.8%, and South Africa at 1.1%. Compare that to the G7. The United States growth rate is only 2.8%, Canada 1.3%, United Kingdom 1.1%, France at 1.1%, Italy at 0.7%, and Japan at 0.3%, and finally Germany, which has now got a growth rate of 0%. The NATO economies are not growing because of the American sanctions war on Russia. Who is growing economically better than any G7 nation? The sanctions were attempted to cut Russian oil off from themselves, which is killing the Western economies. Who has the advantage in oil? The BRICS nations already control 41.38% of world petroleum reserves, while NATO controls 12.34%. If we couple BRICS with the Arab Muslim nations, they control 75.43% of all world petroleum reserves. They know they do. If we look at external debt, BRICS have $6.59 trillion in external debt, and the G7, 10 times as much, at $63.25 trillion. NATO combined has $66.33 trillion in external debt. The trend is obvious. In 1990, Brazil, India, and China were in the top 10 nations for external debt, but no G7 nation was. In 2024, the top five nations holding external debt are the United States at $25 trillion, the United Kingdom at $9.45 trillion, Japan at $9 trillion, France at $7.31 trillion, and Germany at $7.11 trillion. The West is deep in debt to support not only infrastructure, but social spending. We are heading for a very hard fall. Our economy is going to suffer a worse financial collapse than 2008. Trump will have no choice but to follow the financial gurus, just like he followed the health gurus in 2020. He will enforce CBDC and the financial chips, just like he did the COVID measures, but with less resistance. A nuclear war, World War III, will still happen under Trump, but later rather than sooner, giving you more time to prepare. The global elites put their finances first. Who are they going to pick to lead the world? The financially sound BRICS or the financially irresponsible NATO nations? Harris is NATO, Trump is BRICS. The choices start.
Got it.
So why should you vote? Well, it is your duty as an American to vote against authoritarian Marxism and vote for the First and Second Amendment. It is your duty to vote against those who want to impoverish you and have sex with your kids. That means vote against Harris. It is your duty as a human being to vote against the hatred, racism, sexism, divisiveness, and genocide. It is your duty to vote against ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank, ethnic cleansing of Christian white men in Ukraine, and the ethnic cleansing of white European people in the United States of America. It is your duty to vote against war. That means a vote against Harris. It is your duty as a Christian to vote against atheistic Marxism, sodomy, and the murder of babies. That means a vote against Harris. The only way to vote against Harris is to vote for Trump. The elections are not free and fair, so you should vote for Trump so that you will know that the election is rigged if Harris wins by a historic landslide. You have no moral standing to rebel or boycott a Harris regime that you did not vote against. Remember that a vote for Trump is a vote against all this evil. It is a vote against Harris, not really a vote for Trump. You should vote for Trump to give us time to breathe, to buy yourselves more time to prepare for Armageddon.
At the very least, that's the most common sense approach to the whole thing, to buy time. Even if you don't have to like the guy, you see the bigger picture, though. Don't get focused on Trump. There's much more going on here, much more.
Oh, yeah. Let me just say, if times turn good for a while, that is supposed to be what happens. But do not become complacent because hell is still coming. Trump is not the Messiah or world savior, no matter how good he does. He is not Christ. He is the Messiah of Israel and the Jews. He is the Christ of the Christian Zionists, but he is not the real Christ. He is the Antichrist. Do not worship the guy. Don't fall into his cult of personality. he will still make you take the mark of the beast, and he will still persecute you for anti-Semitism. And he will still lead us into World War III over Israel.
He is so controlled by Zionism. Now, he's not even playing a game. Come on, look who is surrounding him. Jerry Kushner.
Oh, yeah.
Lutnick, the other Jewish guy who's with Kushner, literally stacking the Trump White House with appointments. And on the other side of the coin, we've got communism, too. Zionist Dougie Emhoff, the husband of the camel.
Yep.
Come on, that's Mossad in the White House. I don't know how people can't see this. So, again, it's two different cars. One can drive a little faster than the other, but they're going to the same place. And just take the slow car.
A vote for Harris is also a vote for the Antichrist, just a more immediately painful one.
I think you're right.
There is a good likelihood for civil war to break out no matter who wins. It will be interesting times. Harris might blame the demented old pedophile Joe Biden for ruining her campaign by calling half his countrymen garbage. Maybe she will Article 25 Biden and still become the first female president for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she will take us into World War III anyway so that she can declare martial law like
anything's possible, Mitch. Thank you for laying all these out there. You could just write up 20 or 30 potentials that are there.
Sure.
Go ahead. This is
maybe
good.
She will just refuse to certify the election and disqualify Trump under the 14th Amendment.
That's right.
We will see. These are not just interesting times. These are dangerous times. Pay attention. Stay alert. Spend every day and every effort to get ready. Be ready to run on a moment's notice. If Trump makes it to inauguration, do not let your guard down. Use the good times to prepare for the bad times because they are inevitable. So the important thing I'm trying to stress here is first of all, the global elites will make that decision. I gave you what they are looking at, the possibilities. What's the pros and cons of Harris for them? What's the pros and cons of Trump for them? Okay. And it all depends on, it's all up to them. Now, the only reason you should go vote is so if they choose Harris, you will be reassured that it's all a fraud, that there are no free and fair elections. So your vote doesn't matter in any sense except that. If you don't go, then you're not going to be so self-assured that they're cheating you, okay? So, could Trump actually win the vote?
Right.
If they let him, sure. If they decide, let's make it kind of be, let's make it just let the chips fall more than they may, it may be your voice that decides, okay? But that's if they decide. If they want Harris, they will rig the election big time. You will wake up and they will say, 50 million people decided to go vote at the last minute, and every one of them voted for Harris, right? So this is why they don't want to have the election.
Didn't we see this in 2020, Mitch? Come on, we saw this all.
Yes, we saw it.
People don't remember. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They've only gotten 10 times better at rigging things than they were then. The best reason to vote, again, and I've been saying this and suggesting it, is to let those who are counting the votes, the criminals, the elite, know how many people are supporting America first and not their crap. Let them know with votes.
Right.
They have the exact numbers, basically. They've got the number of people. They know how many are voting for Trump. Let them know. Don't not vote. Get out there and put your vote in. Let the controlling elite know there are a lot of people here who figure them out.
I mean, it's sort of important. I mean, listen. I think they already have some idea of that because just some things. When you look at them talking about the polls and stuff like this, listen, this is all trash. It's completely trash. Even the little things about these people got arrested for burning ballots or something. This is trash. This is what it is they are going to make a decision whether Trump Harris is going to be the president. But what they have to do is what in the military, in the Army, we call psychological preparation of the battlefield. Okay, they have to get you psychologically prepared for it. So they've been getting you psychologically prepared for a Harris win back in the beginning by saying all of a sudden she's the most popular person running back when she first threw a hand in the arena there. She was a drag on the ticket in January, and all of a sudden she's wildly popular in July. Okay,
that's total manipulation through the media of the consciousness and the mindset of Americans. Total control.
And I've been looking at you like the New York Times and these are trustworthy news media. They just say Trump said at his rally all these lies, and they call them lies and everything. Okay, and he says, "Oh, this is not true what he's saying," but they don't say that about Harris. Okay, if Wall says something, if Wall's lies, well, he just misspoke. But if anything Trump says is just a lie, okay,
all true.
So you can tell the bias is so. Bias is so bad. The bias is so bad that even liberals like Bill Maher, he had somebody on. He had Jamie Raskin on. Real communist guy. Yeah. And Bill Maher brings up to Jamie Raskin that he says, you know, the newspaper said that Trump threatened to have Liz Cheney shot before a firing squad. And Jamie Raskin starts in with all this crap, saying, yeah, this evil man, he was going to do this. And Bill Maher cut him off, and he says, no, you know what? What I do not like is I do not like to be lied to. I heard what Trump said. He did not say anything about putting Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad. He said that she was a war hawk, and she sent young people off to war, and that maybe if she went off to war and had 9 barrels of gun aimed at her, she might feel differently about it. He said, that is not anything about a firing squad.
No,
this is a lie. This is lying.
They lie. Come on, since when do Zionists don't lie? It's all they need is something close, and they'll twist it right into whatever they want.
Zionist.
Yeah.
He's a major Zionist, okay? Bill Maher called him out. I mean, you know, some people are just getting tired of the the lie. You know, I've been saying for years, I've been saying that with all the taxes we pay, we deserve better lies than what our government tells us. You know,
that's funny.
They're bad lies.
They are lousy.
They're
totally transparent.
They're lousy. Yeah. So then you see when you see things like USA Today and the Washington Post and LA Times wanting Doris Hyatt and Doris Harris. This is psychological preparation of the battlefield for her losing, okay? So, and they've already blamed, they're already starting to blame things on Biden for her to lose because they're going to say Biden really screwed up the campaign when he called half of Americans garbage, okay? But, you know, you and I know that one, and so they've been insulting us steadily forever. That's not what turned people away from Harris. Okay, I mean she can fall on her own merits. Okay, she doesn't need somebody else to drag her down.
That's right. Absolutely right.
She's just of no substance. This woman's never been.
What I've been suggesting
to
people.
She's never been nominated for president. Nobody's voted for her to be the Democratic nominee. Nobody.
She's a place. She's another place.
Nobody voted for her to be anything.
She's placed.
Placed,
you know, these people get put. It's like a chessboard, and they just put them on the board. I just don't want people to think this is going to be resolved tomorrow night at some point, like it used to be 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be over tomorrow night. This is not going to happen. I'm still thinking a contingency election is going to be probably one of their primary plans. I'm not surprised. When neither candidate gets the majority of the Electoral College, you have a contingency election. has to go to the Congress. It's a complex process, so wait and see. But this is not going to end tomorrow night. I can't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not perfect, but I just don't see it happening tomorrow night or the next day. Unless Trump is behind and he quits, I don't see either one of them issuing a concession speech, frankly. They're going to go to the Supreme Court.
No, I don't either. And you know, keep in mind that the Democrats are all about perceptions over substance, okay? So when I said that Harris may Article 25 Biden and become the first female president anyways, even if it's for just 3 months, I can see the Democrats totally doing that, okay? They'll blame the loss on Biden, then that'll be the excuse for, and not only that, but they've let him out more to make speeches and make a total fool of himself,
right?
Okay, so this is all, you know, this is political, this is psychological preparation of the battlefield also. It's like if they want anything that they want to do, they're going to make the excuses first. If you go back to January, if you go back to last year's elections, you can see in the last two elections the reason why they said the Democrats won when nobody in the right mind would vote for them was abortion, because abortion was the issue that made the Democrats win all those seats and all those elections. Okay, so it's true that half the people in America are women, but the Democratic Party would have you believe that every woman wants to murder her babies. They want to have that option to murder their babies if they can, okay? And that's why they even intimated, oh, tell your husbands you're going to vote for Trump, but then go vote for Harris, okay? So these people do not respect anybody. They're the people who scream racism. They're the people who scream sexism. The Democrats say, they'll say, Joe Biden got up there and say, if you don't vote for him, you're not black. Okay? Black people are supposed to do what Joe Biden tells them to do. Women are supposed to do what Kamala Harris tells them to do. Okay? This is true racism. This is true sexism. And it's very sexist to also imply that every woman would vote for their right to murder their babies. Okay? I mean, you know and I know that not all women want to do that. There are women that have a heart and have a soul. Okay?
Yep.
And would never harm their babies.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's, yes, this goes way back. This is something that the Marxists always do everything through what they call the inevitability of gradualism. I mean, you know, was there feminism in the 60s? Yes. Was there gay rights and gay pride in the 60s? Oh, yes, it definitely began back then. Okay. But it was in the 20s also. It was in the 1890s. Okay, they will never stop pushing this. They push and they push and they push until they get their way, okay? But this same mentality, you can see this at work in Ukraine. The United States thinks it can just push and push and push Russia until they get their way, okay? But Russia has a different idea about that, okay? It's like they're not just some automaton that does as they're told. You know, they have their own interests, and there is a real red line there. That if it looks like they're going to lose, they're going to push the button. They will definitely push the button. I mean, you know, it's they are not going to allow their southern front to be closed on them. They're not going to be surrounded. Will not allow themselves to be surrounded. They're already blocked on the east, the west, and the north. They will not give up that south. That is like cutting off air. They will not do it. That is an existential threat to them. They know that they will perish. America sits there and tells them, They're going to do regime change in Russia, and they're going to break Russia up into 17 countries. Well, what would we think if another country told the United States, hey, we're going to change your government and break you up into 50 states? I imagine some people might be elated, but at the same time, you know, we would look at that as, oh, well, that country's a very hostile nation. Well, what do we think Russia thinks about us? They definitely think we're a hostile nation, okay? We have military bases all over the face of this earth, everywhere. 750 foreign military bases, because we have to protect America. Listen, we do not have to protect America.
Yes,
we have a Pacific Ocean and Atlantic Ocean that protects America, a weak Mexico to the south and a weak Canada to the north. America is not threatened by anybody. The only threat to the American people is the Democratic National Convention. That is the threat to America right there. Okay? It is here. Okay? These foreign countries are not going to invade us. They're not going to take us over. They have no interest in doing that. They have never expressed an interest in doing that. So we are so lied to, so comprehensively lied to about everything. You know?
About everything. Yes.
Everything.
About everything. Yeah. So, voting where you are, mail. Mm-hmm. Or did you go?
So I went down to early voting.
Okay. All right. Have you seen anything odd in your neighborhood? In your neck of the woods?
Listen, I see it all the time. Here's the thing that I see is if you ever see me, I just look like an average white guy, just some white guy, okay?
Right.
Nothing special looking about me. But I speak Spanish fluently. Okay. So when I'm standing in the voting line,
you hear.
And there's people speaking Spanish around me, well, of course, I know what they're saying, and they're speaking freely because they don't think that I know what they're saying, right? So they speak freely. So, you know, I hear these conversations like, hey, I came from Oaxaca, Mexico, like a week ago. And the other guy says, yeah, I came from Guatemala 2 weeks ago, you know. And here they are in line voting. For me to vote, I had to go off to war. I have to be drafted, and I had to go submit myself to a war to be able to have the right to vote, okay? Because if I did not go to war, I would lose my right to vote. So I had to go submit myself to that to be able to vote. This guy can sneak across the border and then within a week vote for the president of the United States.
Unbelievable.
So we do not, absolutely do not have free and fair elections. Okay?
No,
and
I
let me in on a little, let me let you give you another secret of the voting thing is the first time I moved to New Mexico, I registered as a Republican. Okay? Well, I had to bring in proof of citizenship, proof that I lived in that county. I had to have utility bills and rent
property tax statements.
I had to prove who I was. Huh?
Yeah, property tax statements, that kind of thing.
Yes, this was in 1990. I had to prove all that. Okay. So I moved to Florida in 96, and I came back to New Mexico in 2000. Well, I was coming out of a restaurant, and they had some people registering people to vote there. And they were the Democratic Party, right? So they says, hey, you want to register to vote? And I says, yeah, what do I got to do? He says, yeah, what's your name and your address? They didn't ask me to see any kind of ID. They did not want to see if I had proof that I lived in the area or nothing. Mm-hmm. They just took my word for everything. When I applied to be a Republican, it took me 6 months to get my voter's registration card. I had my Democratic registration card within a week.
Unreal.
A week.
Yeah. That tells a big story.
Now the story gets more interesting, too, okay? Because, of course, I have friends who vote Republican, and are registered Republican still. So you know what the difference of me being registered Democrat and them being registered Republican is? The difference is this, is that they get 1 million ballot paper each election. I get 7 to 11 each vote. 7 to 11 different absentee ballot things, all sent to my address. Now you might say, oh, well, those other people probably lived at my address before, but this is a post office box that I have had for 24 years. I have been the only person with that box. How come they have all these 11 names at this? And, you know, you can check and see if who votes. You can't tell who they voted for, but you can see if somebody voted. My dad died in 2000, and my mom in 2000. No, my mom in 2000, my dad in 2008, and they voted in the 2020 election. Somebody just went into the National Cemetery, took their names down, and voted for them.
Yeah.
So we do not. I know personally, from personal experience, that we do not have free and fair elections. It would be hard to convince me.
You have every reason to make that statement. You got it. That's disgusting.
So some people have asked me, have I ever complained about this? Well, one day when I was standing in line and these people were saying that they came from these other countries and were not citizens, I went over to tell the people at the voting booth, at the voting monitors and stuff.
Right.
And they said they will have me kicked out. I can shut up and go vote, or I can leave. They will kick me off the property and not let me vote if I want to make a sense about this.
I don't mean to laugh. This is so pathetic. How we've gone so far astray from what we were. It's all over. There's no going back from this, Mitch, that I can see.
No. You know, one of the things I've noticed in all my life and every job I've had, and this is government jobs, this is the military, this is the police, this is just different things. What I've noticed, there's two things that you can do in any public service. You can actually provide the public service, or you can give the appearance of providing the public service. Well, which one is cheaper? Well, providing the appearance of it is cheaper. When I was a cop in Tampa back in the 1980s, the police department spent money on providing the appearance of law and order. They did not really want to spend the money and do what it takes to actually have law and order. Okay, it's the same with the courts. Back in 1981, probably 90% of the people that I arrested, the prosecutor did not prosecute. Okay, he just let them go. Because they don't have the lawyers, they don't have the court time, they don't have the space, they don't have enough judges, they don't have enough.
Imagine what it is now.
Look at it now. Well, this is, like I'm saying, this inevitability of gradualism. I saw this happening back then, and look at it now. It is way far gone. So say Trump wins, what I expect is major movement on the appearance of law and order, the appearance of justice, the appearance of immigration enforcement, the appearance of military strength. They will put a lot of money and effort into the appearance of having these things because it's too far gone for them to actually do something about it. So even though they say we will deport every illegal alien that came in, no, they will not. Okay, first of all, the judicial system will not let them do that. So they've already peeled this back, and they're saying, well, we're going to deport criminal aliens. Okay, well, that they don't need a judicial review to do that. Okay, they can just do that. Joe Biden can do that. Joe Biden and Harris could be doing that for the past 4 years, but they just didn't do it. So the only change would be they'll actually do it. To some degree, I mean, how much money are they going to spend on this? You know, are they going to spend the same amount on kicking these people out of here as they're spending on keeping them here by paying rent and groceries and giving them money to spend? Are they going to are they going to spend that much money on getting them out of here? Because an airplane ticket home is not as much as they're giving them each month. So, you know, just you know, be wary. Watch what they do. Okay. This is an important thing I learned. This is back in the early 80s. This IRS special agent was showing me in the IRS manual that the important thing was voluntary compliance. They want to scare people. They want people to be scared and just go ahead and comply with what they do, because they admit in the manual that they cannot enforce, they cannot prosecute everybody. And if you take somebody to court, say you subpoena some person in the records to the court, the federal courthouse, on a trial, if that person, when they come to court, if they say that you bring, if they show up in court and they bring the records, and then the court says, they say, okay, they ask questions, and that person says, well, I'm sticking with my Fifth Amendment. And they says, okay, let us see your papers. It says, no, I brought them here to court, but you can't see them. The IRS manual suggested drop the case and move on to the next person, because we don't want people to know that they have these rights. It's up to the global elites now. It's in their hands. Okay, connect. Be well.